My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Mickey Wynn has a two-prong attack, and Sickly Sue's father is sick. So listen and enjoy.
Where we last left off with, now, of course, Sickly Sue is our scam baiter who is scam baiting Mickey Wynn, esteemed brother of Mavis Mills, ex-girlfriend of Dick Eldorado, pal of fake Davin.
Oh, my God. I need a pill.
yeah, you do. It's 7 degrees of stupid.
That's great. 7 degrees is stupid.
You will see that. You'll see that. The clip list. 7 degrees is stupid.
So,
Two years we're gonna go.
when we last left it, Mickey Wynn had a two-pronged attack. One, he was looking for love.
Yep.
From grandma.
Yep.
Because he's a kid, and you know, and Sickly Sue is a grandma.
Yeah.
Looking for love, and looking for something as important as love. Little money.
Yep.
Hey, how about a new phone, Mama? How about a new phone? Unfortunately, all his best efforts. Just an honest guy. You know, like Joe says, you know, these kids don't work today. Mickey's trying, Joe. Mickey's trying.
He's hustling.
he's hustling, Joe. What say you?
Not hustling in the right way.
And he's trying to learn the English language.
But for evil.
Yes.
It's all subjective. It's all subjective.
Now he's quantifying. All right, learn English, but only for good.
He's trying to build his economy. Right. But unfortunately, every time he puts the sweet, sweet moves on Sickly Sue, she has another ailment. She is like a leaky, gross, pussy, disgusting, infected woman.
Enough with your sexy talk.
Right, I couldn't help myself, Joe.
Have Bucket Will anti-scam.
So it's like, you know what, we haven't really even done anything. If this is my gal, and she's always saying, screw this. You know what, let me bathe you in iodine and move on.
Yeah, really. Bathe you in
iodine. What? Just the way I see things.
It's true.
All right. So let's move. We'll go to June 27th, 2013. Sickly Sue says, good afternoon. I'm not good because my dad is really sick.
Oh, so she passed on the illness.
I remember her dad was really sick at the time.
Oh, so she's using that. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, in lieu of all the other ailments, you know, really? What, you got Ebola over there?
I'm thinking.
So Mickey's like, sorry about that. Wish her quick recovering.
Hey.
Sue goes, you mean wish him, capitalized, a quick recovery, LOL.
Stupid.
He got serious kidney probs. It's like, really? Why don't you focus on who you're trying to scam?
Yeah,
really.
He goes, sorry, dear, I will pray for him. She goes, thanks, he's really sick.
Trick or Tops is great, now he has the HIV.
Oh, Tom and your stereotypes. There's no proof that he slept with the monkey that started the virus.
No.
No proof he didn't, though.
No proof he... That's right. Allegedly.
Can you imagine if Cosby has to go to Ghana and he starts drugging the people over there because he can't play in the North America anymore?
Great.
You see, I'm coming over here to do you scammers, you see. And like working the hut, you see. Where are you going now? You getting a drink? I'd watch it when the cars come out there.
Kind of a cross between Foghorn Leghorn and Archie Bunker, but we'll call it Cosby.
That was pretty Cosby to me.
Was it?
Yeah.
I don't know. He didn't whip his junk out, and I'm still awake. I don't know how Cosby it was.
No,
I
mean, you can't see under that table.
That's right.
You know, it does really give a whole new meaning to what a Cosby impression is going to be. Here, you want to see a good Cosby impression? Drink this, stupid. In 5 minutes, you're going to see how good my impression is.
You should do that on stage. Want to see my Cosby impression? And take a drink and pour it.
That's actually pretty funny.
Oh.
And offensive, right up my alley.
Yeah.
And now I'm a prop act. You know what? I should do that. You just get like a sugar packet, but don't let
You're just a little shit to pull it off.
Here's my impression. I am. All right, let's map this out. Stop crapping all over the bit. Let's map this out. No, stop the show. I'm working. Here's the you guys want to see a Cosby impression? So I have a glass of water. I have a sweet and low something to pack open, but I don't let them see it. I pour, so they see powder going into the drink. Go, drink this. That's an applause break. That is a great joke.
See your pal setting you up with jokes?
Yeah, thanks,
yeah.
Joe.
Yeah. Look at this. He's your
of course, if I, of course, if they throw rocks at me like Joe leaving a show, he'll go,
Joe
I have nothing to do with that.
That. Yeah. Joe wrote that.
Until I get stoned and drum out of the business. I had no idea. But that's actually pretty funny.
Yeah.
Oh, Kaz, you give so much. Anyway. Back to Mickey. How are you doing, honey? Hope your father's getting okay. This is July 2nd. She goes, my dad had a stroke, then a heart attack, so he's in the hospital.
Oh, my God. Did that really happen, or is she just saying that?
I don't remember that being that bad.
Okay.
But I'm not saying it wasn't. Okay. Either way, though, if you're Mickey Wynn, Jesus Christ, you're finally feeling better, and now we're in a death vigil for death. Will you send me the money, stupid?
I know. It's like, when am I allowed to beg for money?
I like that equation. Heart attack plus stroke equals hospital.
Yeah. It really was like core curriculum math for scammers.
I always like that when people go, he was rushed to the hospital. If you go into the hospital, usually you don't saunter. You know, stop or pick up. Usually you're rushed to the hospital.
You don't see those pushy heart attack victims.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm quoting Joe's act. Nah, I figured I'd throw my hand in the wood chipper and come on over.
Oh, yeah. God, I forgot that.
Joe's old jokes.
Joe's old jokes.
Resurrected and made new again. Yeah.
Just brush that right off.
Yeah. Always liked it. Always on point. Yeah. It is on point. But anyway, enough about you.
It's my show.
But right now it's Mickey's show.
Right.
Appreciate. He goes, sorry, dear. She goes, thanks. July 10th. We've gone from...
Wait, 3 days?
No, 8 days.
Eight days
yes,
later?
July 2nd to July 10th.
Jesus.
He goes, hey, babe. She goes, hey, hon, are you okay? He goes, I thought you might be busy with your dad. My time is up at the cafe. Let's talk tomorrow. See ya. She's like, my dad left the hospital at the weekend. Okay, hon. And here's a scammer. He's like, really? You know what? It's time to go. I've already scammed people that aren't on their deathbeds. I don't need this shit today. It's been a rough day. Nobody sent the money. I'm not putting in extra tokens in the machine. Yeah. I'm out of here.
I don't want to hear about your deathbed confession.
Yeah. For more Devin's Den scans the scammers, search for Devin's Den on iHeartRadio.